I would say usually. I mean, it's an imperfect system, but nobody's got a better one, and there certainly have been ones that have irritated me and where I think they got it wrong. But I think only once have I actually lost a grant because I got a bad throw of the dice, and that was balanced by at least once where I thought I didn't have much of a chance because I was trying to sell theory to circuit theorists, and the reviews came out surprisingly knowledgeable and helpful and positive. So those probably cancel each other. So on the whole, I would say the variance is about what as much as one could hope for.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they could do it better. I try very hard to write informative reviews. The more negative I am, the longer they are in order to justify it. What makes me angry is when I get a very negative review that's very short and absolutely unhelpful.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had NSF program monitors specifically state that even if you're going to be negative and if it's somebody young, do your best to provide helpful advice so the next time they'll get it right. And I think that's a good attitude for the program monitor, and I've tried to respond in kind.
Mm-hmm.